Check that watch again.
Take two on this. How about we make it seven after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining me is our usual group of fast and furious friends. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. Roberta Fasanelli. And we're joined by Hilary Duff, who is an actress both on television and in the movies. You may also know her because of her philanthropic endeavors, heavily involved in Blessings in a Backpack, program designed to offer quality foods to children in our country who are in need. But did you know, Jennifer, that Hilary is an author? She has produced her first book, a work of fiction entitled Elixir, and Roberta was on the New York Times bestseller list.
Wow.
She now has a second book called Devoted, another journey into the world of paranormal life. She, when I asked Rich to describe you, Hilary, he said, clean cut, cute, and nice.
Very sweet.
Very sweet.
Am I right, Hilary?
Oh, yes. Well, when the devil horns are being well disguised, yeah, you're right.
All right, so you are a musician as well. Is there anything that you can't do?
Yeah, what don't you do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm a terrible driver. Does that count? There's plenty I can't do. I'm not the best cook.
So you act, you sing, now you write books also. You help kids get school lunches. It seems all too perfect. It's got to be.
Well,
I mean, the bad driver part, okay. But what else? There's got to be some dirt in there somewhere, Hilary. Tell us.
Dirt, Hilary. Dirt on Duff.
Yeah.
Right. She admitted she can't drive, and that she's not the best cook. I mean, that's pretty big, you know.
Yeah, the cooking.
All right,
but she can go out to dinner.
What about men in your life?
The men in my life. Well, I'm married.
Okay, well, it's not. You can. Before you were married, you had men in your life, right?
No, it's just
I
man.
Sure did. What do you want to know?
Now, how much supervision did you have as a youngster growing up, because you were a star early on, so how much supervision did you have? How much interest was there on the part of your folks into who you hung around with?
Well, this was a big one for me. My parents were very, like, lenient with me. You know, they knew that I was a very focused, driven girl. I worked a lot, so I didn't have that much time to get in trouble. But, you know, they let me date. I had a really serious boyfriend from the time I was 16 to 18, and he was a lot older than me. I'm sure they didn't really like that. But, you know, I was a lot. I had experienced a lot from an early age, so it was tough to try and date someone my own age.
Mm-hmm. And so the fact that you were dating from your earlier years, somebody who was older, how did that work out? What do you advise people who may be either your peers when it comes to that sort of thing? Because you have to know you're a role model. You have to know that both the people your age and parents are looking.
I took my job very seriously as a role model. You know, you didn't see me stumbling out of bars and dancing on tables and getting up skirt shots, you know. I think I was very responsible. And it wasn't even something that I had to make a conscious effort to do. It was how I wanted to be perceived as you know, how I see my life going and what I want people to think of me. But, you know, with that whole boyfriend thing, you know, you can't help who you fall in love with. And I would say maybe it wasn't the best idea for a normal girl going to normal high school to date someone older than them. But, you know, for me, it was not.
You already had your career.
Yeah, I did. And I worked like a full-time adult, you know. I wasn't doing what a lot of normal, you know, 16 and 17-year-olds
do. Do you feel like you missed anything in your teen years, or do you feel like the experience that you had was so awesome that you don't, you know, go into a normal high school? Because you were homeschooled while you were acting, right?
Yeah, I was homeschooled since third grade. And it's tough to say, you know, because I don't really know anything different. But, of course, I feel like I missed certain things. Just independence, I guess, like privacy and independence.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what sounds really stupid? The little things, like having a locker. Like, those, at the time, those were, like, really big things, like never having braces or, you know, I guess normal kid things that go on when you're going to middle school and high school. But I had an amazing life, you know, and I had amazing opportunities and traveled the world multiple times and met great people. You know, I would never change it, but, you know, there's a give and take there.
Did you realize that at the time when you were 13 or 14? Did you realize what an amazing experience you were having?
Pretty quickly, I did, yeah. But you also feel deprived of things. You know, you feel very isolated, and that was a tough one to get over. But I guess I've always been very good at putting everything into perspective, you know, and talking to other people my age that hadn't been anywhere or, you know, done half of the things I had done, I guess, you know, I felt like a lucky person.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have a famous sister, though, too, which probably helped you a lot.
Yeah, we're best friends. You know, I think that I wouldn't be who I am today without her. You know, she's always been my number one supporter and vice versa and, you know, there for me when things got tough, you know.
When has things...
When
has your life been tough, Hillary?
Oh, well, you know, like I was talking about the whole isolated thing before. You know, when you're famous and you're young...
Yeah.
You're young, you have so much protection around you and, you know...
Handlers.
Handlers, yeah, that's a perfect word for it, which sounds really terrible, but that's kind of what it is, you know? And I guess she helped me feel normal and always included me when, you know, I feel like I had lost touch with friends or, you know, when you're on such a different playing field than people your age, it's tough.
You know,
you don't really have that much in common with them.
My daughter teaches at Campbell Hall, which is a school in Boston.
Oh, right by my house.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so you know around the corner from where you are is a school that caters to children such as you. And,
went there and Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, and my daughter had Dakota Fanning, and one of the things that she liked about her and what I'm sensing listening to you is they didn't let who they were or what they were doing get in the way of being sort of real, as difficult as it is to kind of do that. It doesn't, mm-hmm. you know, we think of often children of privilege as being different almost by definition. And in fact, that doesn't have to be. It isn't always going to be the case.
Well, you know what the big difference is, too? I know with Dakota, I don't know her that well, but I know a little bit about hers. And the same with me is I was never the breadwinner in my family. You know, we weren't living on what I was making. And, you know, my mom made it very clear to me that this can all go away really quickly, you know, and I didn't get to behave like some of the others where, you know, they were the ones that were supporting their families, so they had all to say. And, you know, my mom, I had to show up on time, and I didn't get to have an attitude, or my cell phone got taken away, or, you know, my privileges got taken away. You know, she was very, I think I'm still scared of her, but, but I appreciate that, you know.
Yeah. All right, tell us about the book Devoted.
Well, basically, it's from the series Elixir, which was my first novel, and it's a three-book series, so this one just kind of picks up where the second one left off. And it has a paranormal aspect to it. It kind of brings up the question about soulmates and past lives, and it's about a young girl trying to find herself who is an aspiring photojournalist and kind of stumbles onto her father's legacy, which is this obsession with these vials that supposedly had the elixir of life in them. And
so why Hillary Duff is interested in this sort of thing would be of, I'm sure, interest to the people listening to this. What do you feel or sense?
My crazy, wacky story?
Well, no, I think that's too often the pat, that's the pat description, and I'm not sure you've hit someone who's a willing accomplice here, because I believe in much of this myself.
Doug is the crazy, wacky guy.
I'm
we all
crazy,
look at you as so normal and nice and everything, but from him, you know.
Yeah.
Wait, what was that? I don't understand.
That is more Doug's line. Doug goes to see his psychics all the time and everything, so we give him a lot of razzing.
I believe that there is much to paranormal activity, so I'm curious as to how you've come around to being interested, because you have to have some interest in knowledge, otherwise you wouldn't have written these books and have them credible.
Right. Well, I do. I love psychics and astrologers, and I totally believe in kind of like a more spiritual way. I actually did this crazy thing called Human Design System, which was really cool, but it's kind of more based on science. And I'm just interested in that world, you know. I think that I had free time on my hands, and I like to be creative, and you know, I don't know everything about writing a book. I hired a co-writer to help me kind of build confidence and walk me through, you know, what it takes to write a book. But I knew I had good ideas, and I knew I had something that I was fascinated and interested by. And, you know, I had time, and I just started writing. So that's kind of how it happened. And I think you write about what you're interested in. And
do you think any of it was automatic writing? You just sat there and stuff came out?
Yeah, that's how it started at first, you know. It was just building characters, and I like good, strong female heroines that, you know, are relatable to other girls. Yeah. And a lot of it just kind of came out easily. I mean, the story obviously changed throughout the writing process a few times, but I had a pretty clear direction of where I was going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to writing, I'm used to reading scripts all the time, you know, so I think that kind of came easily.
So is that the idea to turn these into, do these get turned into movies and you become the star?
No, I don't think I'd be the star. The main character, she's 17, turning 18, and I'd rather not play that character. But,
anymore.
You know, I can't help but think in my head, you know, when I'm writing, I think of it in movie format, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I got to tell you, I'm absolutely amazed sitting here. I'm looking at your credits. Actress, singer, songwriter, producer, fashion designer, spokesperson, author. You're 24. That's amazing.
And she's married.
And she's married.
At 24.
Yes.
I have a baby on the way.
And a baby. Congratulations.
I know. Congratulations.
Yeah. That is sweet. Yeah.
Well, I know you don't want to tell us exactly, but when are you due? How far along are you?
I'm about 4 months. I'm a little over 4 months.
Right, I'm probably the only person here who doesn't know who your husband is. Who's your husband?
Who doesn't?
I don't know who your husband is. Everybody else
doesn't. Doug doesn't know sports.
Okay. Oh.
He's a sports free zone.
No.
Exactly.
Player, so.
I haven't heard yet what his name is.
His name's Mike Comrie.
Mike Comrie. Okay. All right. I just wanted to know. I don't, as Jennifer is happy to point out, know much about sports, pay much attention to it. And I don't much tend to spend time thinking about gossipy sorts of things. But I am impressed with
you. What are you, the only man on earth that doesn't?
Yeah, I'm probably the only man on earth that doesn't. Yep,
Pretty much.
That's why this is a different zone, Hillary. And it's nice to have you here. Nice to have the opportunity to chat with you. You are refreshing. Best of luck to you with the baby and your husband. And this book is called Devoted. The World of Paranormal Thrillers is something that usually, again, associated with older folks. So you have broken the mold again. Congratulations to you. Nice to have you here. Yep. Take good care. It's 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Hello, Happy Paws Pet Supplies.
Hi. I heard from my sister Maria, who was sent a link by Suzanne, who was friended by Jamie, who was tweeted by Claire, who got your email newsletter that said you were having a one-day sale on dog beds.
Yeah.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to new customers like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Thank you. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. The main name in military supply.
A lot of people won't have sex on Friday the 13th.
I won't have sex on Friday the 13th. Unless something really, really good happens this afternoon.
Those pain pills are kicking in, aren't they?
Jennifer, a bad back and a few other problems, obviously.
Perhaps you'd like to be alone with your rapidly deteriorating mental condition.
Join the party, Doug Stephens,
and what else? Oh, President Obama told the Chamber of Commerce yesterday that the White House and CEOs must work together on the economy. President Obama urged private businesses to hire more workers. See, apparently not realizing that only the government hires more people than it needs. See, other people, but only the government does that.
The big question about Libya is, once they topple Muammar Gaddafi, can Libya put together a functioning, stable government? And if they can do that, for the love of God, will they show us how to do it? Because if we don't...
Well, how about this? Republicans now threatening to shut down the government. Hey, we are trillions of dollars in debt. We run massive deficits every year. We're not even close to balancing the budget. Shut it down? I say let's burn it down for the insurance money. That's what we should be doing.
All right. Now, 25 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program from the Doug Stephan Center for the Public Interest. May I call your attention to an article in the current issue of Vanity Fair. Vanity Fair has an article which is excellent, focusing on your civic circumstances, that is, your community, your town. You know, we are focused, Richie, on the big, we always seem to be listening to talk radio programs, and it's always the federal government is the problem. And
sure.
So I say it trickles down. And this article, which is pretty concise in Vanity Fair, takes apart local governments and their spending. And it's the same sort of focus, although it starts with Arnold Schwarzenegger and how California, from his perspective, he's one of the main focuses. I guess that's the plural of focus, right? He's one of the main interviewer-e. That is, he is the subject matter in part because as governor of California, he started to deal with the local
government misspending and expecting the states to bail them out. It's the trickle up. You know how Reagan used to talk about trickle down? This is the trickle up theory.
Yeah.
You can't do it on the local level, so you go to the state. State can't do it, so it goes to the feds. Where do the feds go? They come back to
us.
You.
They come back to us.
Exactly. And it goes around and around and around. I just got my tax bill yesterday for the house in Santa Monica. Ridiculous. And this is the kind of stuff, as you open these tax bills, all of you, no matter where you are in the country, you ask yourself appropriately, what am I getting for the dough? And you find that it is impossible for you to justify what it is. And that's basically what this article is all about.
I just heard a news story that Maryland has to, over the next 3 years, is contemplating raising their gas tax 5 cents per year per gallon.
Yeah.
Because they've spent the transportation
highway trust fund, yeah,
somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the guy says,
and they come to you with a straight face with this idea.
We have to be adults about this and realize that we just have to bear down and handle this. And of course, my first thought is, well, where did you spend the money?
Yeah. Where did
you
go?
If you didn't spend it on the roads, what did you spend it on, and why didn't you spend it on the roads?
Interesting, in California, what they're focused on, Richie, my favorite target, the fire departments.
Oh, yeah.
And how can you, in many communities, this one cited where the fire department budget was cut in half. Fire chief complained. He was fired by the mayor and brought in a guy who was just a line, a fireman who was on the line. And the mayor says, you think you can handle the department on half the budget? And the guy says, I'll figure it out. And see, that's the kind of can-do attitude that needs to come from people who haven't been in the system for a long time. Anyway, check out the article, current issue of Vanity Fair.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. When booking a hotel room, it's common for many travelers to expect a uniform experience from a chain property. But guess what? Branding isn't everything. You shouldn't write off a mid-level U.S. hotel because those brands sometimes offer luxury accommodations overseas. Mid-level hotel brands in the U.S., like Holiday Inn, offer more premium perks in Asia and Europe, where overall hospitality standards are higher. For example, the Holiday Inn located at Singapore City Center in Singapore has the amenities that are equivalent to a 5-star hotel in the U.S. It has a fully staffed business room, a full-service gym, a spa, beauty salon, gift shops. Well, you get the picture. Some U.S. chains have also partnered or annexed some historic European properties, so these hotels have a greater range of diversity for architecture and design. Take Best Western, for example. Most of their hotels in the U.S. connote the word motel, but overseas, try chateau. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I must have hit a mogul straight on. Every time I went over, my leg broke. Even though it was New Year's Day, MedJet Assist was able to take care of everything.
That's what one MedJet member said. Who will help you if a medical emergency interrupts your next trip? As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. If you travel, you need MedJet. Enroll today at MedJetOffer.com and receive a free passport holder with the purchase of an annual membership. That's MedJetOffer.com.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
Yeah, they didn't pitch the ball yet!
There's America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Le Cig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now 33 after the hour, as the Doug Steffen Good Day program finds its way into your ears and therefore into your brain. Today is the 12th of October, used to be called Columbus Day. It's not, well, I guess it is some places. Notice how well we ignored this on Monday, Richie, and I thoroughly intend to do the same thing today.
You know, you did a great job.
Thank you.
I thought about that later in the day. I was like, you know, he didn't do his Columbus Day rant.
I know, I've just decided not to do any
rant. Yeah,
just it's a waste of all of our times. The ranting and Columbus put together. I find when there's communication between you and me, that is good. So let's check some of the communication that has been coming in this direction as a result of communication that's been going in that direction. What? No, that's the wrong jingle.
Oh, you wanted email?
I said email, please.
Oh.
Emails. Well, you get emails. I have to address some of these people who are concerned about my thoughts on Mormonism.
Email.
Yep.
We get email.
Yes, we do.
We get your email
Jennifer
every day.
Ding dong.
Here's your mail today.
Mostly it's because Jennifer will not be with us today. Richie and Doug here on the Good Day program. So the discussion of religion on this program oftentimes doesn't get us too far. And I found myself sort of getting tripped up on the Mormon thing. So let me sort of relieve, I don't know, fears, but relieve your concerns about my feelings. The Mormon, it's in terms of general organized commercial industrial religion, you know that I'm not a big fan because I think it's sort of like government. Takes too much and gives too little. And in the case of some people, maybe that's not It's not fair, and it isn't right, and it isn't just. So take that as a general statement on just organized anything. I'm one of these people who may not agree with the protesters. That is what they're saying, but I'm really eager to have them go out and protest. Because what I think it does is cause us all to think. And oftentimes you get into a religious malaise and it deadens your brain and you don't think about other things. You think about your religion. It's like we think about our country. We think about our family. We think about our jobs. That's natural. That's normal. But yet there are other people in the world. There are other considerations, other things to think about. So I think if you just shut everything else out, it's not really smart, and it doesn't, at the end, serve you. So it is with that sort of phraseology that I put this Mormon discussion hopefully into perspective. I have said that I would not vote for a Mormon in the past, and I am wrong to have said that, because I'm probably going to vote for, I'm not probably, I am going to vote for a Mormon, and what has happened through the education, it was pretty simple. The switch went on when somebody said, remember JFK. And I remember all of the nonsense. I was in high school at the time.
The Catholic.
Oh, the Catholic. He's going to take orders from the Pope. And I thought to myself, this is crazy. And so I thought, I didn't, well, I wouldn't have voted because I couldn't have voted at the time. I made up for it since then, though, in terms of voting early and often. The foolishness that came with that worry was just that. And so how is this any different? And upon thinking, I was just, all I was doing was sort of answering my own inadequate way of examining this. Because what I understand about the history and the development and the beginnings of the Mormon Church bother me. But then somebody pointed out, you know, it's just another protesting group. And that's what the Protestants were. And I grew up as a Protestant. Protesters, Protestants, Protestants didn't like the way the Catholic Church was running things. And then the Lutherans didn't like what the Methodists were doing. And the Presbyterians didn't like what the Baptists were doing. And the Baptists didn't like what the UCC. It's just all splinter groups. And they have their foundation in the same basic beliefs. The same basic, underscore, underline, basic beliefs, yes. So, I would say that the error of my ways was to take this thing, the Mormon thing, differently than any other religion. Joe Lieberman ran for vice president with Al Gore. Joe Lieberman is a fine human being. I like him. I know him. I like him. I think he's a terrific family man. Most of his ideas I embrace. What the heck does this make that he's a Jew? None. Doesn't make any. So he wouldn't go to the White House on Friday night because he observes on Friday night. So what? So for those of you who said to me, here's somebody, a lady named Ruth, says, I was greatly surprised and saddened to hear you say that you wouldn't vote for a Mormon. I must assume you mean you wouldn't vote for a Mormon regardless of who he is, his successes, experience, his views on employment, environment, and world affairs, and his moral character. I've been listening to you for years and years and have always considered you to be one of the more fair and open-minded people on the radio. Sadly, after today, I no longer feel that way. Well, the sad thing is that I was wrong, Ruth, in my overview. And the other sad thing is that you would take one thing that I said and have that overwhelm you after you admittedly listened to the program for years and years and years and didn't find that to be a problem. I think it's always good to give everybody a break. I mean, you can give me a break or not. And I'm not changing my mind because of what you said. I'm changing my mind because of what a lot of people have said, and as I think it through. Thinking is a dangerous thing because it gets you to think. Amazing.
Yeah, one thing you will realize about this show is you don't come to the microphone with all of your ideas absolutely thought out. This is a work in progress.
It is a work in progress. All right, so here's another. This is one of the other fantastic things about doing a program like this, Richie. The other day, I said on the air, in league with the sort of same discussion of Mormonism, we get off onto other religions, and I thought to myself, because in Northwest Ohio, where I spend a lot of time at Heidelberg, there are a number of mosques up and down the interstate and in Toledo, and then you go further up to Dearborn, and there are hundreds of thousands of Muslims who live sort of in that corridor.
And I thought to myself, there's no Muslim place of worship here in Framingham. So up comes the email. Hi, Doug. Here's the answer to your question about a mosque in Framingham. The Islamic Society of Framingham is at 234 Union Avenue. I know exactly where it is, an old car dealership. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. I just thought, they've changed what goes on in this building, but I didn't pay much attention to what it was. It's now a...
Because you're so used to seeing a mosque. I mean, they're...
Well, it doesn't look like a mosque. Right. It looks like a car dealership.
Right.
Their meanings.
Usually when they build a mosque, you see the domed roof and...
Yeah. It's called Majid Ibashir. Described, I just went to Google this, Richie, a place of worship catering to the Muslim community in and around the town of Framingham and the entire Boston Metro West area. Majid Ibashir, operated by the Islamic Society of Framingham since 1995. Good Lord, where have I been? Been striving towards serving its community members to increase awareness in Framingham of Islam. So did you look it up?
I just went to Google and I looked up mosques, Framingham, Mass. I see another one here.
Really?
At 35 South Street.
That's on the other side of the tracks.
Iglesia Batista. Oh, wait a minute.
That's the Brazilians. That's a Brazilian house of worship. It's a little old church.
There's a Buddhist meditation center, the New England Buddhist Meditation Center.
There is a Buddhist meditation center here. Remember how many times have I told you how diverse this town is? There's a little bit of everything here. And growing up in this town, there was always a little of everything. It sort of taught me to be open-minded. And so that's why I am rejecting my own characteristic of Mormons and stuff. I think that Romney has presented himself fairly well here, and he obviously did it well.
He definitely learned from his first trip.
Yeah, I think so. He learned. Right.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah. Now, he's slick, and he's got a lot of money, and yada, yada, but he seems to have the right idea. He's pretty consistent. He's waffling a little bit on what they call Romney Care, but Romney Care, which is the Massachusetts version of everybody has to have health insurance, didn't get paid for by, in the same mechanism, shall we say, as is the Obamacare thing. Of all of the people that are there, I mean, philosophically, I have said many times Ron Paul and Herman Cain are the guys I feel closest to. I predicted the other day, and even more after last night, I would say that it will be Romney and Cain as the ticket. Wait and see, but it's...
It would just be neat to see Cain.
Guess so. I'd be great.
Somewhere.
Yep. Okay. Speaking of seeing things, how's your face looking today?
A little rough this morning.
A little rough today?
Yeah.
All right. So we don't have my streaming cameras on, so I can't show you how I apply this wonderful product called the Fountain of Youth. This technology, created by a fellow named David Pollack, who's worked for four of the biggest companies in this business. He is a researcher. He's a scientist. And now he's come up with the biggest breakthrough of his career, and it got him into his own company, Organic Attitude. So if you go online to organicattitude.com, Richie, enter the radio code GOODDAY, you'll get a free bottle sent to you of this new Fountain of Youth serum. That's what it is. It's not an oil. It's not a cream. It's a serum. Organicattitude.com, enter radio code GOODDAY for a free bottle of this anti-aging miracle. The Fountain of Youth serum delivers deep hydration, skin-firming peptides for younger-looking skin. So if you're in your 30s and beyond, you need to try a bottle of this. Why wouldn't you? It is free. Go to organicattitude.com, enter radio code GOODDAY for your free bottle of Fountain of Youth for your face.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Can you get all-day pain relief without taking pills? Yes.
with Thermacare heat wraps. Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol. No pills, no pain, just relief. And for joint or arthritis pain, try Thermacare in the red box. Just one Thermacare provides all-day arthritis pain relief to soothe joints, improve flexibility, and get you moving again. Look in this Sunday's paper for a $1 off coupon. Use as directed.
Doug Steffen here with a question. Do your tired, achy feet ever stop you from doing what you want to do? If this sounds like a problem for you, then I want you to listen up for the next 60 seconds so you won't have to suffer anymore. You need to try Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're absolutely incredible. Here's what you do. You step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk. This revolutionary foot mapping technology will measure your arch type and pressure points, then recommend the custom fit orthotics that are best for your individual feet. That's all there is to it. Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics are guaranteed to work because they provide just the right combination of comfort and support to relieve your tired, achy feet. They're guaranteed to work or you'll get your money back. What could be better? Visit drscholls.com right now and find the closest store so you can try this out. Listen to your friend Doug Steffen. With Dr. Scholl's custom fit orthotics, you'll start feeling so much better and will start doing more.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, here with a number of items that are medically important that Ken's been studying. I'm going to challenge whoever paid for this first study that you're going to talk about, because I'm going to prejudice your comments with my own.
Well, your own tax money paid for this. It came out of Finland and the University of West Finland. And the University of Minnesota.
Yeah.
So your own tax money in two different countries paid for this one. Published in a study reported this week in the Archives of Internal Medicine that multivitamins, folic acid, iron, copper, magnesium, zinc, and vitamin B6 supplements all increased an older woman's risk of dying from any cause. The greatest risk was seen with iron supplements. Calcium supplements, however, seem to reduce a woman's risk of dying. Take it with vitamin D. The study importantly was an observational trial, not a cause and effect trial, so it can't, Doug, say how or even if these supplements actually increase a woman's chance of dying. The average age of the women in the study was 61 and a half in 1986, and they continue to answer questionnaires into their 80s. My advice, don't yet stop your multivitamin, but don't overdo it with supplements, and most importantly, eat a healthy diet.
Garbage. Especially when it comes to vitamin D and calcium. I mean, women lose calcium at a faster rate than men do.
No, that's the point. Those vitamins, calcium was the one supplement that actually prolonged life. But take it with vitamin D.
Chocolate lovers have good news.
Journal of the American College of Cardiology, Doug, eating chocolate has been linked to lower blood pressure, a reduced risk of heart disease, and now, in this new study, a lower risk of stroke in women. The more chocolate women indulge in, the lower their stroke risk. Eating between one and two chocolate bars a week enjoyed a 20% lower risk of stroke. Remember, there's a lot of fat in it. It's dark chocolate, and just watch the calories and the fat.
Hi, this is a fascinating study about swimming pool chemicals. Thank you for bringing this forward. I'm glad now I got rid of all the chemicals in my pool.
you have to be careful. This is bringing to our attention from the CDC that there are tens of thousands of people a year. They're usually amateurs like ourselves who get hurt from these swimming pool chemicals. Make sure you know what you're doing or even use a professional.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of garbage that people throw in. Okay, quickly, children's chest pain, not a signal of anything serious?
The good news is chest pain in children and teenagers very rarely is due to the heart. Only 1%. This is out of the medical journal Pediatrics. It's usually due to something else.
Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Better Living with Technology, and our technology tailor, who sort of reduces things, Richie, down to the basics, which is kind of cool. That's why we are
makes it easy for us.
Right, exactly. You want to have all this technology, practically speaking, applicable and easy to use. Guess how Netflix is responding to all this public criticism.
They're getting on their knees and begging.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, that and some other things as well. We were talking about this yesterday, so let's get it laid out for us. Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, talks about Netflix and the criticism next year on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
Buying a new living room set shouldn't be stressful.
It should be relaxing.
Well, at Rent-A-Center it is, because you never have to worry about going into deep credit card debt.
Because you don't need a credit card, and there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're always at ease.
Could you please pass me my Snuggie?
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 7-piece Ashley living room sets at a special low price and all worry-free. See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
It's hard to understand what's happening at Netflix. First, the company increased prices by 60% for many of its customers and said that it was just the cost of a latte. Basically, get over it. Next, amid all those bad feelings, Netflix said it was splitting the company into two. The DVD business would now be called Quixtar, and the streaming business would stay Netflix. Two websites, two logins, two everything. Well, another consumer and business outcry followed, and this week, Netflix said it was abandoning the split and the Quixtar brand. On its blog, the CEO, Reed Hastings, who has taken a public relations beating lately, said, quote, "There's a difference between moving quickly, which Netflix has done very well for years, and moving too fast, which is what we did in this case." Close quote. This herky-jerky decision-making is confusing customers, angering the market, and frankly, embarrassing what was once a beloved company. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Know the worst part of being on your feet all day? Tired, achy feet. But I found a solution. Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. I stepped on the Dr. Scholl's kiosk at Walmart, and it recommended the Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts that were best for my feet. Now my feet have the right amount of arch support and cushioning, and they're guaranteed to work or your money back.
Nurse to room 12.
Now when I'm on my feet all day, I'm more energized. You can be too.
Find a Dr. Scholl's kiosk at your local Walmart at footnap.net.
Footnap.net? That sounds kind of interesting, doesn't it?
Footnap.
Huh? Footnap. Footnap. Okay. In the future, business schools are going to use the Netflix debacle as an example of what not to do, how to screw up your lead in the minds of the public by being arrogant. How is it
how to throw your company down the toilet.
Yeah. I just don't understand.
They just misread it. They thought that people were going to be okay with going, oh, I don't really need the DVD service. It doesn't bother me. I'll just stick with this. And people were like, you know what? I don't want to pay twice.
Yeah. No. The answer is no.
I must have talked to 10 people in the last day or two about this, and every single one of them canceled their DVD service like I did.
Done. All right. So maybe they'll learn and survive. We don't want them to go away. We want them to survive. Apple has released the newest version of its mobile operating system called iOS. Is it iOS or am I?
No, iOS.
iOS 5.
Internet
what is that?
Operating system.
Internet operating system. So is that the 5 everybody's been talking about and they did the 4 last month?
That's what I'm not quite sure about. I mean, they have the new 4GS phone and the iPhone 5 did not come out. But it does have a new processor, so I'm assuming it means the processor.
Assuming, Richie. No, I'm not supposed to do that. Mm-hmm. Social scientists are trying to use the data created online to predict the future of our country. That ought to be interesting. Social scientists. I always love
that. They follow Twitter trends and predict the future.
Right. I predict this hour will come to an end in three.